From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa weighs in on the presidential races. Iowa is holding a series of meetings or caucuses at this hour that will be the first electoral test for the large number of candidates running for president. Turnout is said to be heavy. The race is too close to call at this point, but early returns put Senator Ted Cruz in the lead on the Republican side. Hillary Clinton is taking the lead for the Democrats. The UN struggled Monday to keep Syrian talks on track. Syrian government and opposition representatives were present in Geneva Monday, but were not yet fully participating in direct negotiations. UN envoy Stéphane de Mistura met with the opposition for 2 hours before declaring the talks officially open.
We are starting officially the Geneva talks. We are actually listening with attention to the concerns of HNC, and we are going to tomorrow discuss and listen to the concerns of the government.
Stéphane de Mistura. The World Health Organization Monday declared the spread of the Zika virus to be a global public health emergency. Here is WHO head Margaret Chan.
I am now declaring that the recent cluster of microcephaly and other neurological abnormalities reported in Latin America, following a similar cluster of French Polynesia in 2014, constitutes a public health emergency of international concern.
The WHO predicts the virus could infect as many as 4 million people. A suicide bomb blast targeting a major police facility in the Afghan capital has killed at least 20 police officers and wounded 29 other people. When guards tried to stop the bomber, he blew himself up. The Taliban claims responsibility. This is VOA News. Iran and Pakistan have agreed to increase border security as well as trade. Ayesha Tanzim takes a look.
Iran and Pakistan Monday signed 5 memorandums of understanding dealing with border security and trade. The two countries share a long, porous border and have long faced challenges related to drug trafficking, smuggling, and illegal immigration. Relations between the two have sometimes suffered due to cross-border actions by militant groups. The two countries want to increase bilateral trade to $5 billion in the next 5 years. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
Britain's fertility regulator has granted its first license for the genetic modification of human embryos. The Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority approved an application from Dr. Kathy Neacan of the Francis Crick Institute to renew her laboratory's license to research, including gene editing of embryos.
This could lead to a really crucial understanding of the role of genes in a very early window of development that has, you know, clinical potential in terms of improving infertility treatment.
Critics, though, say the research raises too many ethical questions and could eventually result in genetically modified human babies. Andrea Williams is with a group called Christian Concern.
Of course we want therapeutic cures, but we don't do this at all costs. We don't do this disregarding life itself. That we don't do this thinking that we can experiment, we can create something, we can create an embryo at will.
Chinese researchers experimented with modified genes in human embryos last year, but their experiment failed. Israel restricted access to the city of Ramallah on the West Bank Monday after another Palestinian attack wounded 3 Israeli soldiers. Only residents of the city were allowed past checkpoints going into town, while only foreigners, diplomats, and humanitarian cases were allowed out. Army Lieutenant General Sean McFarland told reporters Monday that the effort to destroy the Islamic State terrorist group in Iraq and Syria likely will require additional American troops. Briefing from Baghdad, the commander of Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve said he wants to stick with the region's local forces for as long as possible. The U.S. State Department says it is seeking details from the government of Saudi Arabia about reports that 9 Americans have been detained in the kingdom as terrorist suspects. Spokesman John Kirby says diplomats are in contact with authorities in Riyadh. A Saudi newspaper said Sunday 9 American citizens and 24 others have been detained as terrorist suspects during the past week. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.